time. I fell asleep twice in the seventh, so don't hold it against me. If you ask me questions about the seventh, I don't know. Way past my bedtime right now.
Okay, we are ready.
By the way, I was only kidding, okay? I was just kidding. For those that don't know my sense of humor. Let's see. Okay. I think everybody here knows, but just making sure.
Jack Summers, go ahead.
All right, well, I'll hit you with the first one then, Torrey. You know, that's three games in a row where with the starters in the lineup going against the opposing team starting pitcher, the offense has been very quiet the first four or five innings of the game. I think scoreless each of them. In the past, you know, the team seasons have been marked by some pretty severe and long batting team-wide batting slumps. And I know that's something you've thought about and talked about a lot in the past, and I was wondering – through your thinking about this during the offseason and as you're going through spring training, what kind of strategies have you come up with to avoid that kind of team-wide slump going forward?
Yeah, we have ramped up our intensity. Like we've been we've had high intensity practice, which has kind of led us to you know, making quicker decisions at the plate. And I feel good about where we're at. So that's what that's the type of preparation that we did that was a little bit different than in years past. And the concern for me is minimal right now in spring training. You know, you're looking for a little lineup continuity. Today was the first day that Christian Walker and Nick Ahmed played on the same infield. So, you know, I might try to get those groups together that are going to be on the field more often. And then get a little lineup continuity. We're looking at different things inside of the at-bats. We had a lot of good hard contact today. And I know that I'm not using that as an excuse, but we're looking for, you know, the swing to be balanced, the contact to be consistent. And some guys are working on a couple of things. And, you know, I'm not going to go into that because I don't want to give away any strategies for what we're talking about with certain guys in certain situations. So we're sacrificing a little bit today for the long haul. And I think things are going to come together just fine. I'm not concerned about it. I know we've been working extremely hard to get away from some of the things that I've talked about in the past, and that's really what it is to me.
Sure. Can you tell me, because unfortunately some of us aren't able to, you know, come out and watch the practices and visit. Can you talk a little bit more about the high intensity practice and what that entails?
Yeah, there's been some velo machine. There's been, a particular machine that we use that mixes pitches up at a high velocity and a high spin rate and with secondary pitches that are landing in the zone. We have used two batter's boxes per BP, where at any time the hitting coach can tell you to step up to the closer batter's box. So you have one that's in the traditional spot and then one that's about 6 to 8 feet closer to the batting practice arm. So it's just speeding some things up and getting you quicker, faster reps where you have to make quicker, faster decisions.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Torrey.
Yeah.
Zach Buchanan.
Torrey, what do you think of Merrill today? I know he got out of a jam there in the fourth, but also seemed like he was giving up some hard contact even on some balls that went for outs.
Yeah, I thought he was good today. I thought he's real good today. You know, and he's very consistent with landing breaking balls, and maybe he was just a little off with a couple key pitches and key moments that just were missing off the edge of the zone. And I know those things are going to happen, but what he ended up doing was driving up his pitch count. We had to get a little creative. We were more concerned about the up downs for him today. So we manipulated the a couple of innings there. I'm not in huge favor of that, but the pitch count wasn't a concern. He'd already been up to 78 or 79 pitches last time. So we wanted to get him into that certain pitch count range, which he did. But we also wanted the up down. So for me, I thought he was real good, but just missing on a couple key pitches and key counts that would have led him in another direction. But at the end of the day, he only gave up one run, which was a really nice outing for him.
Anybody else?
Hey, David Brandt, you don't have anything for us since you kind of like left without saying goodbye here in the press box.
Sorry about that. I did the Irish exit.
See you guys.
Everybody.
Thanks, Tori.